This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The House of Representatives has blocked, barely, a move to cut off the money for part of National Security Agency electronic surveillance. The program sweeps up vast amounts of data on electronic communications, both foreign and domestic. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington. So what exactly was the House voting on?
David, it was an amendment to the Defense Appropriations Bill, and this amendment would have cut off funding for that NSA surveillance program we've heard so much about from former NSA analyst Edward Snowden. The House eventually voted down the amendment, but as you said, it was very close, 217 to 205. A coalition of Democrats and Libertarian Republicans backed the amendment. Congressman Ted Poe was one of them. He's a Republican from Texas, and he says the NSA's phone and data collection is too broad.
Government's gone too far in the name of security. Rein in government invasion. No more dragnet operations. Get a specific warrant based on probable cause or stay out of our lives.
But other House members said the NSA surveillance has made the country safer, and they prevailed.
And the significance of this vote?
Well, it shows just how divided Congress is over the NSA surveillance. There was that unusual coalition of Democrats and Tea Party Republicans who voted for the amendment, that is, to cut off funding. The vote also shows the power of the purse strings. Without money from Congress, there would be no NSA surveillance program.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, live from Washington. Thank you.
You're welcome.